Hello, everyone. As you all know, New York City is facing one of the most significant public health crises of our lifetimes with COVID-19. What happens in the next several weeks could either save or cost thousands of lives. I want to describe to you the central role VNSNY will be playing in helping to save thousands of lives and how we will support our patients and each other in that effort. This past weekend, we received an emergency delivery of the personal protective equipment known as PPE. With the delivery of this desperately needed PPE, including isolation gowns, face shields, masks, and more, we are finally in a much stronger position to safely deploy our field staff into the community during this crisis and to provide critical relief to hospitals who need to open up beds, as well as to the people of New York City. New York hospitals desperately need us so that they can discharge patients who can safely go home with our care and make beds available for those too sick to go home. To support them, we will make all efforts to facilitate admissions of COVID-positive patients into our care. Beginning today, Monday, we will be training many of our frontline staff in new protocols. To care for COVID-positive patients requiring services in the home, we will provide comprehensive training, including how to safely put on and remove PPE. We will also distribute COVID-19 care kits to those clinical staff. At the same time, for many of our patients, we will continue our shift to doing virtual visits in place of in-person visits whenever appropriate. There is no other workforce in this nation better prepared to rise to the occasion and do what needs to be done at this critical time than all of you. But this will not be easy. Vigilance is paramount. Staff must adhere to all the steps outlined in our training and must contact their supervisors anytime they have questions or concerns. For VNSNY, this is a marathon, not a sprint. We don't go away, ever. We all work in healthcare because we want to make a difference. And what we do in the coming weeks will be long remembered. Each and every one of us should take great pride in what we do, patient-facing, operational, and business support alike. We are one VNSNY, and our time is now. Thank you, and be safe.